Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for my message today is the gospel lesson for this Sunday, but it's not the gospel lesson you heard read a few moments ago. Rather, it's taken from what we refer to as the one-year series of lessons for to be read on Sunday, and it's recorded in Mark 5, beginning at verse 21. A little bit long here. When Jesus had crossed again to the boat on the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed and thronged him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I but touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt that her body was healed of her disease. Now, while he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion. People were weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her in Aramaic, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement. This is our text. In the name of Jesus, dear friends, I have often heard the phrase TLC. I've heard nurses use that phrase, TLC. But for a long time, I really never knew what it meant until someone told me that TLC stands for tender, loving care. Well, no one exemplifies TLC better than our Savior. And so this morning, let us consider the tender, loving care of Jesus. Jesus was preaching on the shore of Lake Galilee. And you can imagine the surprise of everyone when this man, Jairus, identified as one of the rulers of the synagogue, fell at Jesus' feet and prayed fervently on behalf of his little 12-year-old daughter who was at the very point of death. No doubt Jairus had first consulted the doctors of his day. Now, out of sheer desperation, he came to Jesus. Well, my friends, you and I have had similar experiences. We have been in similar situations. Although we regularly confess our faith in God right here on the Lord's Day, yet God seems somewhat remote Monday through Saturday. Why? Well, other matters occupied our thoughts and actions. Besides, we thought of ourselves as being in control. We felt that we could handle just about any situation, and if we couldn't, well, there would be someone to lend a hand, perhaps a friend or even a doctor. But then, we faced a crisis so overwhelming that there was absolutely nothing we could do. We were no longer in control of the situation at all. And we were forced to despair of self and cast all our care on Jesus. And speaking of Jesus, there was this man who was facing a very serious surgery, and he admitted he was afraid. And he commented, "People are always saying to me, Jesus is all you need." Well, you will never know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. And when Jesus is all you got, then and then only will you know that Jesus is all you need. In coming to Jesus, we note the faith of Jairus, the faith in which he prayed. I can't prove it, but though he may have come as a last resort, he nevertheless believed that Jesus would help him and could help him. He prayed, "Come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed." And how did Jesus respond? "Can't you see I'm busy? I have a whole crowd of people here I'm preaching to. Maybe I can get around to you in about 2 hours or so. Go away. I'll get to you." No, he doesn't do that. Mark records the word "immediately." Mark's got a lot of those "immediately"s in his gospel, by the way. He immediately went with him, thereby demonstrating his TLC, his tender loving care. In the book of Lamentations, we read, "Though he brings grief, he will show compassion, so great is his unfailing love." Well, as Jesus accompanied Jairus to his home, there was an interruption along the way. A woman who had suffered from a blood disorder for 12 years, consulting many doctors, spending all that she had, she came up to Jesus, having heard reports about him, and she said, "You know, if I but touch his garment," which indeed she did, "if I but touch his garments, I will be made well." And Jesus, you know, there were many people touching him. It was a big crowd of people. In fact, the disciples were amazed that he was even concerned who had touched him, because there were so many people around there. But Jesus recognized her and her faith. And once again, we behold the tender, loving care of Jesus. We are told that he gave his attention to this woman and he healed her. Now, at this point, Jairus is chewing his nails. Jesus has stopped to talk to this woman. And all that took some time. And you can just imagine what was going through Jairus' mind. "Hurry, Jesus, before it's too late. Quit talking to that lady. Let's go. My little girl is dying." And just then, messengers approached with tragic news. "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Have you ever had a phone call during the middle of the night? Most of the time it's a wrong number. Wrong number or not, it's scary, isn't it? You think the worst. Well, when Jairus saw those messengers coming, he must have feared the worst. And it was the worst. And no doubt tears poured from his eyes. Well, Jesus knew the mind and the heart of Jairus at this terrible moment in his life. He knows everything. And he knew how much his faith needed support. And so he turned to Jairus and he said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." "Believe what? What do you want me to believe, Lord?" "Well, believe that in his wisdom, God knows just how much joy and how much sorrow is proper for each of his children. Believe that you are in God's tender, loving care. Just believe." You know, it's likely that every person present in God's house this morning has had or is now having some crisis in your life. Perhaps you're despondent because of an illness afflicting you or that of a loved one. Perhaps you're still grieving at the death of one near and dear. Maybe you've hit a wall in your career. You're unhappy with your job. Maybe there's a problem in your marriage. If you're young and unmarried, you might be hurting really badly. because somebody that you really loved has broken off a special kind of relationship which you thought you had with that person. So, with all of this, it's possible that you are depressed because life is not going according to your plans. And don't you just wonder at times? Don't you just wonder why this world is in such a mess? Why the world in which we live is in such turmoil? Wars and terrorism, mass shootings, poverty, disease, natural disasters, hurricanes, fires in California. On a personal level, we wonder why things often seem to go against us. Yes, why there is such a thing as death. How to respond to that? Many people ask that type of question, by the way. What's going on? Is God in control? Well, we can only say that God created the universe to be in harmony with itself and with Him. Something's gone wrong. Sin entered the world, and through sin came all kinds of evil, which you and I experience today. Thus, my friends, crisis is common to all of us. Now, when we experience a crisis, God often delays an answer to our prayers. Meanwhile, as happened with Jairus, things not only get better, they go from bad to worse. I don't know if you probably have experienced that sometimes too, go from bad to worse. And it all seems so senseless. This woman who had been through a great loss in her family, she came up to her minister one day and said, "Pastor, I could stand all of this if I just knew there was a reason for it. But it all seems so senseless." Well, my sin and your sin is that we really do not trust God as we should. In such situations, I have found it helpful to review God's many promises. And what promises am I referring to? The promise of Jesus, "I am with you always." The promise of the Heavenly Father, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Never. The promise of Romans 8:28. I was going to have you all recite it. Romans 8:28, "All things will work for the good of those who love God." And then there is the assurance of Jesus Himself. He talked about how His Father in heaven, Matthew chapter 6, how His Father in heaven knows my every need. And there's nothing that can happen to me, there's nothing that can happen to you that has not already passed through the Father's hands and given His approval. Therefore, I need not worry about tomorrow, but can truly live one day at a time. Well, they get to the home, and there are these hired musicians. They've been hired just to play sad music. So they're playing sad music, and people are crying, and people are screaming. And Jesus said, "What's going on here? What's this commotion, this wailing? The child's not dead, just sleeping." And they laughed at Him. Now, I don't know, maybe I would have laughed too. I can't say for sure. I can't really blame them. After all, they knew death when they saw it. And as they saw it, it was final. My friends, certainly death would be final without Jesus Christ. Because the wages of sin is death. And without Jesus Christ, death would be the gate to God's judgment. But Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. By His atoning death for our sins on Calvary's cross, He has destroyed the power of sin to condemn us. And by His great victory over the grave, He has destroyed the power of death itself, because He said, "Because I live, you will live also." And that promise applies to all who repent of their sin and put their trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. So Jesus dismissed the crowd. He said, "Get out of here." And He took Peter, James, and John, and the parents, five people. And He stood by the bedside of the dead girl. He took her by the hand, and He commanded her to get up. And immediately the girl stood up and walked around. 12 years old. So as we come to the close of this story, what shall we make of it? It certainly was a great day for Jairus and his family. Great day. Happy day. But you know, and I know, things don't always work out that nicely. They don't always have a happy ending. There are many Christians who prayed that a loved one would recover and that loved one died. My dad, my sister, and you can name plenty. Does this mean then that the tender, loving care of Jesus is just a sham? That these are just selective stories in the Bible? Absolutely not. Jesus leveled with us. He never lied to us. He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have crises, including death. But for the Christian, Jesus is teaching in this lesson, for the Christian, death is not final. It's asleep. And we know that we shall be with our Savior and Lord in heaven. So the important thing is faith. We need to have faith, and only God can give us that faith. And so may God strengthen our faith and enable us to believe in the tender, loving care of Jesus, the one who hears our prayers and then upholds our faith and delivers us from sin and death. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.